and know you wanted to do it?
Honestly, right from the start, ever since I got my junior dragster at 8, I loved it, and I knew I wanted to continue. You obviously don't know if it's going to happen or not until it gets a little closer. But through a lot of hard work and relationship building, we made it happen.
What does it take? I often get asked this, sponsor-wise, money-wise. Is it tough to get sponsors? How does that process work?
So, I mean, it's tough. There's a lot of different ways to go about it, and a lot of people do it different ways. But you just got to build a relationship, see what they're looking to improve on, and see how you can improve on it for them. So it's all about what you can do for them. You need them to write a check, but you also have to benefit them and make them want to write that check. So you have to figure out what problem can you solve.
What makes, when the weather is right, what makes this track here so quick?
I don't know. Well, when we have good weather, it definitely helps. Right now it's muggy and gross outside, so it's not as fast as it could be, that's for sure.
Is there a point, you know, from the Gators have been here for a long time, and we see the speeds and the ETs, you know, getting faster and faster. Is there a limit to this? I mean, what can keep happening in terms of, you know, the cars and all the tracks and all that? Can speeds keep going up?
I would think so. I mean, obviously we have a rule package and each class has that and you have to follow it, but everybody's continuing to get better and innovate and be the best they can. So you're with that, you're going to see speeds getting better and better, and there's nothing really stopping that.
The other thing I want to know is rivalries. You know, sometimes in sports, in a particular classification, whether it's pro stock or whatever it is there a general camaraderie in the classifications? That would you characterize it as that?
I don't really know the perfect answers to that, but I do know, like, I have a lot of teammates: Greg, Dallas, Eric, Brandon, Sienna. Like, I have a lot of teammates, and we are all there for each other. Whatever the other one needs, all of our guys work together and work hard, and just like the other teams do for each other. So it's really just who you have in your corner and who's on your team and how good your team is together and how well they work.
Last couple of questions. From a fan standpoint, you enjoy, you know, mingling with fans, because I mean they're the ones that, you know, pay the money and everything, and I know NHRA is really good about fans and participating. Do you enjoy that?
I do. You get to meet so many different people from so many different walks of life and areas, and just it's so diverse, and for them to be able to come up right to the end of the pits and talk to us and tell us why they love coming or how long they've been coming or if they're brand new, like, just to be able to talk with everybody and hear it is really awesome.
Final question. You're in pro stock.
I am.
And there haven't been a whole lot of women that have done that. Did you pick that particular classification because of what your family had done? How did you choose that particular classification?
We sat down as a family and kind of discussed which would be the best route for a multitude of different reasons, sponsor reasonings, PR reasonings, just a lot of things went into deciding on what class we were going to run. And being that I am the second female to win and race full-time, had something to do with it 100%.
Okay.